Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today we're chatting about a line of products that brings my fandom-loving heart complete and total happiness. We are talking about a fandom-inspired candle and scent collection from the Nerf Herder Co. with Miss Melissa. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Julie. I appreciate it.
Well, to give our listeners a little more context, I met Melissa a couple months ago back in May at the Bookbound events, the Bookish Fair that they held. And it was probably, I don't know, euphoria, because my scholastic book loving heart was just over the moon to see fellow book lovers who fangirl over this fandom. And then here you are having a whole line of candles and scents and merch that highlight one of my favorite book fandoms. So it was a perfect weekend. How was that weekend for you?
It was insane. I've done events before, so I thought I had a general idea as to how they would go. Because usually in the beginning, it's a little slower. People are just kind of browsing, asking some questions here and there. But this one, right from the get-go, was crazy. I was there by myself because I figured, I told my husband, I can handle this. You don't need to come. He doesn't even know anything related to ACOTAR anyway. So if somebody asked him a question, he would have had to defer to me. Okay. So I'm like, I've got this. It's fine. No big deal. And so setup took me a little longer than I had wanted. So I remember the last time I looked at my watch, it was about 4:56 and the lines opened at 5. So I'm kind of finishing everything up, trying to dust everything off, get everything looking great. And before I even know it, I have tons of people. Basically, they had to have made a beeline for my table. And I've barely finished and I'm just looking up. And my brain, I think, shut off for a second. And because I didn't know how to process what I was looking at. It was crazy. It was just nonstop insanity. And it was absolutely amazing. It was one of the best selling experiences I've ever had. So if and when they ever do another one again, I will be the first person to say, yes, I'll be there.
Oh, I'll be right there next to you. It was so much fun. And while in line for your products, I don't know, I made friends. And we were like brainstorming. We were like, oh, what do you think Resand smells like? Oh, what do you think Cassian smells like? I was like, probably Henry Cavill on a summer's day. Like, I just remember talking to these other two women who were like, okay, is Night Court still in stock? And I was like, I have no idea, but I'm going to get it. That's my game plan. They're like, okay. So we each like brainstormed on which scents we could get so we could pass it around. So that way we could, just be as quick as possible to give you our money. And I left with some Cassian body spray and the Night Court wax melts and have not been disappointed. It is perfection, ma'am. You hit the nail on the head for sure.
Thank you.
Well, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Yeah, I love to serve my tea piping hot.
There we go. All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This typically means spoilers, but because we're talking candles and scents, it's all the juicy details on how Nerf Herder Co. came up with their line of fandom-inspired products. So buckle up, fans. All right. Well, I fangirled incredibly hard over some sample boxes that you sent my way, and I haven't been okay ever since. You have set the bar, ma'am. I'm just putting it out there. So I have to ask you, I got about, 8 different wax melts for 3 different fandoms. We're covering ACOTAR, the Crescent City series, and the Witcher series. And I stuck to the bookish collection specifically. But what is your process or the psychology behind creating the scent? How do you brainstorm on, well, in this case, House of Wind smells versus Heir to the Autumn Court? Like, what is your process? Explain to our listeners how you work your magic.
I would love to say it was a scientific process so that I could, tell people, here are the steps from A to Z to do what I do. But it's one of those things where I just kind of go by feel. And I've been doing this now about 2.5 years. So I have a more general ideas to kind of what I'm looking for. But really the overarching thing is that I look at the personalities of the characters, what they wear, you know, different things like that. Okay. Or if it's a location like House of Wind, you know, I read up as extensively as I can regarding any descriptions with it, how the characters interact. If there's pictures, I like to take a look at those, especially, you know, House of Wind, you know, any of the ACOTAR books, it's not illustrated. So I don't have that to look at, but I do look at, you know, the fan art that's been done. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, I don't look at any AI fan art. That doesn't count in my world. So I look at the stuff that people have actually made and see what their kind of interpretation is and maybe use that in some of my decision-making process.
Okay.
Like in general, for instance, like when I was making my scent for Cassian, mm-hmm. whose scent is not really described in the books, I had to then kind of look at his personality and say, okay, he's probably not going to wear something that is under the radar, flowery, you know, whatever. He's probably going to wear a little bit of a heavier cologne. The other people, especially Nesta, can smell it.
Right.
And so I looked at what I already maybe had in my fragrance oil collection, which is embarrassingly large at this point, to see if there was already something that I felt worked. And then, you know, did that fragrance oil on its own work, or is there something else I should kind of pull in and mix and do some testing and things like that? So that's kind of the process in a nutshell. Again, not scientific, but that's just kind of how I do it. And then I also have to think about, you know, what color do I want to color the wax, or am I not going to color it at all?
Okay.
So, I mean, again, we'll go back to Cassian. That one is pretty easy. I went with red, obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. The House of Wind. That one, because it's described as being gold, typically I don't use like mica or glitter in my wax melts because sometimes I feel like it's kind of cheesy. It may not look great, okay. But I try and find basically like really ecologically friendly glitter and stuff that's like really small. So when it melts and it's warming up, it's a nice shimmer. It's not like chunky glitter that I see a lot of people use.
Okay.
And so that's what I went with that. So it would almost kind of look a little shiny. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing I have to think of when I'm doing my wax melts is like what color and am I going to basically put any texture into it?
So you say it's not so much scientific, but there is a level of chemistry that you have to work out, correct?
Definitely. Yeah. When it comes to like the wax itself, it's not just as easy as taking a little block of wax, sticking in your microwave, melting it down, putting some stuff in it, mixing it around and then pouring it into the clamshells that I use. There's a lot more that goes into it. Like I spent about a month doing research and development on the different types of waxes I might want to use. Okay. And then I had to figure out the best way to melt them because before I did use it in my microwave, but now I have big wax melters that I can do like gallons of wax at a time as I've kind of expanded. Mm-hmm. And I have to watch the temperature on those. I have to put the fragrance oils in at certain temperatures, mix them for a certain period of time. There's different what they call flash points with fragrance oils, which basically if you put them in too hot, it's going to mess with the fragrance throw, if you will. Okay. And so there's all these different considerations that you have to take into when you're doing these things. So there is some chemistry that you have to figure out toward the beginning of the process. But you know, once you get it down, like I have it, it's something I don't even really think about now, but it did take me a solid month of mixing and pouring and testing and failing so many times that I wondered if I could do it before I got to something that was consistent and worked really well.
You've made it an art because I'm so impressed with just the samples that I received. The samples that you sent me per my request of just nerdy fandomness, I got a face and toss a coin to your Witcher, light it up, Bryce's apartment from Crescent City, House of Wind, Heir to the Autumn Court, Yen and Nessian. And this was stiff competition. I was doing bracket play with these scents. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like, it's apples to oranges. It's, or it was really neck and neck. I ship Nessian so hard. And same. It breaks my heart that I love Faison just a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat too. I get it.
Okay. And the screams Prithian power couple. And I know you've made this so much fun for me, just like getting me that much more excited for the next Crescent City book, the next ACOTAR book. I don't know if you plan on a fourth wing scent anytime soon, but that one's selling out like hotcakes. I can't get that book anywhere.
No, neither can I. And that's definitely on my radar. I'm going to be applying to hopefully get officially licensed, and then I'll start working on some stuff. So no, that one took the internet by storm, and I know she had no idea that it was going to. So, but don't worry, I'll be jumping on that train too.
Tell us about your upcoming collections or collections you're really excited about.
So upcoming, specifically for this month, July, I'm going to be releasing a collection based on Disney parks stuff in it or around it. So for instance, I've got like a pineapple Dole Whip scent. I even found one that I'm doing like the beignets, you know, the Mickey shape ones with powdered sugar.
All right.
You know, just stuff like that. I'm not going to give everything away, but it's kind of it for me. It's a cute collection that I've had on my mind for quite some time, and now I'm actually, you know, doing it and going to release it. So I'm excited for that.
As a former cast member, this melts my Disney cast member heart. I can only imagine what my cast member friends will bring my way when I say, it is a candle now. Just you wait.
Oh, that's awesome!
You don't want to bake beignets? You don't have to. You can have that misleading scent in your kitchen and fool everyone.
And it's a lot less calories than actually buying one. So that's my justification for it.
Sold.
Right?
Take my money.
There you go. And then another collection that I've had on my brain for a while, but I've been intimidated just by the size of it, is I'm doing one for Sailor Moon. And that one is for my, I don't even know how old I was when I watched them, 10 or 11, my little inner child who absolutely loved that series. And so I thought it would be fun to make a whole bunch of scents for pretty much everybody in the anime, which is why it's such a big collection. And I've been working on it for months now.
Okay.
So that's going to be a really big one towards the end of the month. And then I'm squeezing in, because I've had a bunch of requests for it, no surprise given the timing, I'm going to come out with a few things for Outlander.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much the reaction I've been getting when people have asked. So on the backside of my website, I can see what people search.
Okay.
And almost every day I can see somebody like just searching Outlander, and I obviously don't have anything. So, and I've had people ask, and I let them know, like, don't worry, I am going to come out with something. You just have to wait a little bit. So that'll be toward the end of the month as well, when I'll release the little Outlander collection.
I'm telling you, if you guys don't jump on this now, Christmas is going to be really sad.
And I don't want Christmas to be sad. So I try and deliver what people want if I can.
Right. Are you ready for some serious questions?
As always. Let's go.
All right. Buckle up. Favorite fandom?
I'm a little fair weather occasionally. Depends on my mood. But I'll say overall, just since I've loved it since 1997, I'm going to go with Star Wars.
All right. Good answer. Okay. What are you currently reading or watching?
I will be honest, I have been in the worst reading slump I've ever been in. So my TBR is getting bigger, but my read list is not getting any smaller. But I will say on my TBR, obviously Fourth Wing, and then Something Rad by my friend Nikki Witt, which if you haven't heard of any of her books, check out When Fate Breaks, which she released last year. Her first book, so good, especially for an indie author. And then after that, I've got Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood.
Where can our listeners find you on social media?
I am on Instagram and TikTok. That's where I'm the most active. And you can find me at The Nerf Herder Co. No spaces.
And how can our listeners get a Nerf Herder sample box?
So one of the easiest ways is if you go to our website, thenerfherderco.com, and we have a whole page that has every single one of our sample boxes on there, which there's a lot. So don't worry if you feel overwhelmed at all. You can reach out to me and I can help you out. Or if there's one there that you don't quite see, you can also create your own and just leave a note saying which ones you want. And then I can create it for you. So there's a ton of different options for you. Also, there's an excellent second way, a little bit of a cheaper way, is if you check out the giveaway that's being put on by this lovely podcast. And I'll let Julie explain the details.
If you are like me and live for fandom-inspired candle collections and or scent collections, this is your go-to box. So we will be posting a piece on social media where you can tag both Nerf Herder Co. and the Fangirls podcast and a friend, and that will get you an entry into our giveaway for a sample box. So we will be releasing more details when the drawing happens. But stay tuned, folks, because the holidays are right around the corner. And these are the perfect things to give away for holidays, birthdays, friendiversaries, all the things. But I'm telling you, folks, this was the perfect gift. And Melissa, you're going to get all my business. You're going to get so much money. Do you offer stock options? I'm just asking for future reference. And as a special gift to our listeners, Miss Melissa is giving all of our listeners 10% off when you use the code TheFangirlsPodcast. I feel official. I don't know about you guys. So thank you so much for that very nice discount. And I hope you guys all use it. I hope you guys use it during the holidays, for birthdays, and every other special occasion. And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week. Founded in 2021, the Nerf Herder Co. was created as a way for people to bring their favorite fandoms into their homes and out into the world in a luxurious, chic way. The Nerf Herder Co. offers candles, wax melts, fragrance mists, and now has expanded into apparel. The Nerf Herder Co. offers a wide range of fandoms from Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, books such as ACOTAR, and more. New releases are dropped on an almost weekly basis, and they always love to get suggestions for future releases from customers. Do, 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 do. Disclaimer time. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: the Nerf Herder Co., any of the fandoms that we mentioned today. We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.